Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to a live episode of New You City Chat. It is really exciting for me because tonight is our 1 year anniversary of New You City Radio Chat. It has been a really, really exciting year. It has been a frustrating year. It has been a tiresome year. It has been an energetic year. It has been everything I could imagine, and more, and then less, and all back around again. It's definitely been an amazing whirlwind, and I'm just so excited that you are tuning in to join this journey with me tonight as we go through everything that I learned and everything that I learned from the amazing guests that I've had on the show with me throughout this time span. I do think I may be having a technical issue, so I'm going to check for just a moment. I think we are okay. Mercury went into retrograde up until today. So today it should be going back direct again. And no, we're all right. We're on air. We're doing this. Okay, so there was a little bit of a weird mishap, but we're back. Okay, cool. Okay, so anyway, welcome. 1 year anniversary. It would not be a 1 year anniversary without having a glitch to start us off. Isn't that right? So again, welcome so much for joining me. My name is Danielle Mercurio, and you're listening to New You City Chat. It is my 1 year anniversary special of having a show here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I do it every first and third Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it has been a wild, wild adventure. I have been able to grow in my own public speaking skills, getting the confidence to put myself out there and let you know what I've learned, what I want to share with you, and be vulnerable and honest along the way. And then at the same time, I've been able to bring on amazing guests that have not only been able to help you as my listeners, but help me too and give me lots of insight and resources and also help connect me to my community. A great thing about being on this network is not just, even though it's just technically my solo show, I've met so many other life coaches from the network itself and the guests that I've brought on, or just people that are tuning in general. So that's just been an exciting part of the journey. So much fun, and I really just can't wait for tonight because we're going to have so many great guests come back. I have six of our past hosts coming on this evening that have graced our presence on the air before and given us so much information, and it's going to be a great way for all of us to see what they've been up to, see if they've changed directions themselves, see if they're still holding steady with what they were doing the last time around, see if they've picked up any new insights, any new wisdoms, and what they have for us going forward in the, I guess, my year to come. For me, my birthday is actually in August, so I always like to look at the summer season as kind of a fresh start and a new year for me in that sense. So I can't wait to see what they're up to. Now, you're more than welcome to participate. We do have a tight show because we want to get all of our hosts or our guest host back in, but if you have a burning desire or question, you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 646-716-9397. You can also participate via Twitter. We have two handles. We have Coach Host Radio, that's Coach Host Radio, or there's my handle, New You City. So you're more than welcome to participate that way as well. And then, of course, there's the chat room, which if you're on online, if you scroll down, you'll be able to see that there's a little chat room there, and you're more than welcome to ask any questions that you might have. If you need something repeated, any comments, anything of that nature, please feel free to use that as your platform. It's completely anonymous, so go to town. There are no silly questions ever. That's what I have to say. All right, so with that, we're going to go right into our show and bring in our guests. So the first guest that I'm having back is Jenna Cooley, and she was on back in January, and we did this whole segment on how to stand tall and have it all, that belief of having the confidence to step into the shoes of your own life, if you will. Now, a little bit about Jenna. She combines her 25 years of experience in business, education, counseling, and nonprofit organization management with her exceptional training at IPEC to infuse her passion for emotional and social intelligence into leadership. Jenna specializes in core energy coaching, and energy leadership. It's an approach that she uses to empower working mothers, business leaders, and organizations to not only focus on what to do and how to do it, but on who they are at the core and why they do what they do. Jenna's intuitive, energetic, and action-oriented style inspires leaders to tap into their purpose and passion and reach personal and professional goals with tremendous success. So with that, I am going to bring Jenna on the air. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Danielle. Hi. Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have you back again. Can you believe it's been 7 months since our show aired?
No, I can't. And then congratulations to you on your 1 year. It's very exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really exciting to see that progression. And just so much fun to be able to share this with some of my favorite guests. And I know we had so much fun when you had come on back in January.
We did. I know it was a blast for me. So I'm very happy to be here tonight. Thanks again.
Yeah, of course. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to and any new encounters or directions that you've taken your coaching since we last talked.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is evolving. You know, I was listening to the bio you read, and I thought, oh, gosh, I think that was probably, you know, a few versions ago, and that's my fault because I didn't send you an updated one. However, it's still really on track with what I'm doing, except I've just sort of shifted my focus a little bit. I'm still going for the stand tall, have it all. That's my tagline, and I have fun with that. And what's funny, though, Danielle, is that, you know, I always like to let people know it's not about perfection. And my life these last 7 months has certainly not been about perfection. So it's really about satisfaction and knowing what having it all means to us, you know. And so I've even gone through days where I've thought, gosh, how am I out there, you know, with this brand when my own life has these struggles? Sometimes, you know, I have a blended family. I have 4 kids all together, and 3 of whom are teenagers, one's beyond that now. But, you know, various opportunities in the coaching world, we like to call them opportunities, right, rather than problems. But challenges there and challenges personally and professionally that could certainly have me feeling like, gosh, you know, I don't have it all. What is it all? Mm. But then I step back and I remember and remind myself it's not about perfection. It's about recognizing what I do have and being grateful for what I do have. And then if there are certain things that I don't necessarily feel are fully satisfying me, what can I do about them? You know, how can I make a change and a shift? So, you know, that I share that because I think it's really important to be honest, because I think there's so much illusion out there sometimes with the internet and Facebook and, you know, and all of that, that we could certainly look at other people's lives or businesses and think, wow, you know, she's got it all going on. But behind the scenes, there are challenges, there are opportunities, and from those we grow. And so, you know, I've grown personally a lot through some various challenges in the last 7 months since I've been on with you. And it's also kind of caused me to shift gears, as I was mentioning, with my business, because I'm doing more now really around leadership than I even intended originally. And I can tell you about that if you'd like.
Yes, definitely. And first, let me congratulate you and commend you for being so honest and letting yourself be a little bit humble in the sense of knowing, you know what, I am not perfect. That's not actually the goal here. The goal is growth and evolution. And in that space is where I'm able to help other people, because as you know best, the best people that we can help are the ones that are a couple steps behind us, are the ones that are going through their own evolution. And you can say, hey, I was just there, and I got out of it. Here's how. And otherwise, just saying like, oh, well, you know, I've never had any opportunities, as we like to call them, or I never had anything that I had to really work on, doesn't give us that connective relatability. So I really think it's admirable that you are willing to be honest and say, you know what, I'm not perfect, I'm not going to try to be, and this is what I'm going to do. So please, with that, tell us a little bit more about this leadership aspect and where you'd like to go with it.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I think I'll be really honest here and say that I love the training and bringing this coaching, the power of coaching, to as many people as I can, and this whole idea of conscious leadership and this premise that we grow as a result of our challenges. So I really was thinking a lot over the last 6-7 months about how I can bring that to more folks at a time. And so from a logistical standpoint, it was making sense through workshops and seminars and things. And so I am doing more of that now within businesses, small businesses, and a growing corporate clientele as well, which is very exciting. But at the same time, again, in full disclosure here, it's also been a safe place for me to be while I've been going through a few extra challenging things personally. So, you know, I think it's really important, and I was thinking about what could I, you know, share that's just a real aha, and I think for me, and I think it's really recognizing that sometimes we do need to sort of protect our energy and our space and know that, you know, we give and we are good. I think most of us coaches are really good at having that care and concern and that empathy and the detached involvement. And yet when we know that maybe it's kind of crossing into an area that we're really struggling with or have been, that it's okay to kind of step back and maybe shift gears a little bit. And and so I'm really enjoying my one-on-one clients still. I love them, and I'm giving them my all. But I'm also enjoying the balance of being able to go in and do workshops and seminars where it's really about leadership and conscious leadership and, you know, the things that you named in my description. And that, therefore, allows me to sort of go home, recharge my batteries, and be fully present for – I've had two teens really struggling with a couple various issues in the last year. So this has freed me to do that more fully. And then I feel like I trust the process. And when, you know, it'll take me where it's meant to go, and I'll evolve into something new perhaps next time I talk to you. Who knows?
Oh, I know, and I'm sure you will. And I appreciate your ability to just be open and also recognize, hey, like, I can't keep this up, and I can't keep doing these things that don't seem to be nourishing me right now in the way that I want to be nourished and the way that I want to help other people at the same time. So instead of just, especially for any coaches that are listening or if you're starting your own business, a lot of times you just feel like you have to have your hands in everything. And if an opportunity presents itself or someone wants to collaborate with you, you feel like you have to say yes. But maybe that's not always the right thing. Maybe saying no is actually how you kind of get ahead.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right on.
And you reshift it too to see how you can still keep doing things and stay involved in a way that serves your time management as well by doing more workshops and things of that nature too, which I think
sure.
is great.
Sure, exactly. And it really is about trusting instinct, you know, trust the gut and trust the process. And that's been, as I said earlier, a challenge for me when I start overthinking the fact that my brand sort of says one thing and on the inside I may not really be feeling that way at times, you know, when things are tough. And so, you know, putting that out there and saying, hey, guess what, clients, you know, when it's appropriate to disclose, you know, I've been there. I name a niche. I joke, Danielle, you name a niche. I might be able to coach it. You know, anybody out there with a blended family or remarriage or has experienced, you know, infidelity and been a survivor of that and so forth can really probably identify with this feeling of, wow, I've been, you know, been through some stuff. But gosh, that's what makes me even better at what I do. You know, it's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, it's a great perspective. When you first came on here, you said you started to shift your focus, and I can see that, and I can see how it's serving you really well. So that's really refreshing, and again, I appreciate your honesty. So as we wrap up your time with me right now, I'd love for you to share anything you have coming up and how people can get in touch with you going forward.
Sure. Well, I love doing group coaching for women still. So I am soon to announce another upcoming group with a telephone, you know, really dynamic, engaging coaching process that is called Stand Tall, Have It All, but now in parentheses I have the despite it all, ... So we really look at, you know, despite all this stuff, how can you still have that confidence and that satisfaction in each of the 8 areas of your life? And so we go through really looking at career and, you know, even personal finance and security and health and wellness and family relationships, intimate relationships, and so forth. And just set goals that take us up a notch in each of those areas and really work through the barriers that get in our way of doing that. So I'm updating that on my website now, which is jennacooleycoaching.com. So that will be coming up soon. And then I provide workshops and seminars within small businesses and in corporate that really are for conscious leaders who are okay with this idea of bringing someone in who comes from a counseling background and a very diverse background who has got the coaching skills but also just this really holistic approach to conscious or really leadership from the heart. And so I do some traveling for that and would love to talk with anybody who's interested in having a fresh perspective in their workplace or just by phone. So I'd love to have you take a look and sign up for my newsletter if you'd like so you can get the monthly updates as well. And that's all available online at jennacooleycoaching.com.
Amazing. And all for everyone that's listening, I will post the links of all of our hosts that came on today so you can have just a quick reference for everyone's information. So Jenna, thank you so much for coming back. It was so great to hear from you again and just hear everything you've been up to and just, again, for being just honest and letting us know it's not all about perfection. It's about finding that satisfaction from within. So thank you
That's so much. Well, you are welcome, Danielle. Thank you for having me, and I wish everyone a great evening and a really happy summer, too. So take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jenna. Thank you so much for kicking us off as our guest host tonight. So with that, we're going to actually go right into our next one. Like I said, we have a jam-packed night that's just going to fly by. So our next guest is someone that I'm also, everyone I'm just so psyched to bring on, but especially so for Andrew Dowd, who is our next guest. Since we talked in the fall, a lot has happened. Not only did he have a huge standout performance on our show, I got so much feedback and like reviews and just so many people connected to his story, which was really amazing. Since then, I've been in touch with, well, actually, here, wait, let's backtrack. Let's read his bio. So Andrew Dowd, so what he does, he lives to transform a fear into love. He's a life coach and a writer, and he shares stories of how he heals his own pain as inspiration for others to do the same. Before realizing his calling, he created a successful career consulting for Fortune 500 companies and running business operations at high-growth Silicon Valley tech startups. He's a former overachiever who used to mask his self-consciousness and self-doubt with ever-increasing accomplishments and awards. Now he focuses on spiritual growth through reading, reflective journaling, meditation, and other Eastern practices. He seeks centeredness and peace by digging out of the roots of his wounds with honesty, understanding, and forgiveness. And he hopes to teach his clients the same universal principles for a happy, healthy life. Andrew is also the co-founder of the Universe Series, a company which is helping transform the world by equipping people with the tools to heal themselves and build their fulfilling life. So the cool thing about that is not only all that great stuff about Andrew in the Universe Series, I had his co-founder of Universe Series, Monica Ortiz, on my show. Got to meet her in person. I've got to meet Andrew since then in person, too. So a lot of fun stuff has happened since that point. And now we're going to bring him on just to hear even more about what he's been up to, what he's learned since that show in the fall. So, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for the very warm welcome, and I am very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. What as I was saying before, the beautiful thing about the show was that you were so raw and you were so open. You were so willing to tell our audience exactly how you were feeling, and it really came across well and appreciated. And so I'd love to hear since then what you've been working on and what you've come to find in your journey, what has really stood out for you as you continue to just grow, and not only in yourself but into your life as a life coach as well.
Yeah, I would love to. When I came and spoke on your show, thank you for the invitation many moons ago. At the time, I was just starting this journey of digging into myself, of understanding why I had, you know, been so sidetracked and so focused and obsessed with having it all and, you know, the prestige and all of that outer appearance stuff that was so important to me back then. I was just starting to dig into it, just starting to realize that I had a lot of unresolved pain, a lot of unresolved anger from the past, a lot of just real confusion about why my life had been the way it was, and that was who I was when I was on your show. And I'm happy to report that in the months since, you know, in the continuing months, I've been still very solidly on my journey, both working on healing myself while also working to help other people where I can. And it has been absolutely wonderful. When I was on your show, I'll go ahead, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. No, keep going. I was just expressing my glee.
Okay. I was saying that, you know, over the last couple months, I dug into a lot more of those raw emotions, and I came to understand them a lot more. I came to understand some of the things that happened between me and my mother growing up. I came to really understand who she is and the things that she was going through. And the biggest thing, I think, is that for me, I learned to understand and forgive so that I could actually have a better relationship with my mom now. I spoke with her, and we had a very emotional conversation where we spoke about trust and we spoke about repairing a relationship. And I had to have the realization myself that I needed to grow up, that I needed to mature, that even though I had been hurt and I had felt all this pain and this hurt, that it wasn't actually the right way to go about building a relationship with my mom by rehashing it, mm-hmm. you know, on the radio or not on the radio. You know, I realized later on that maybe at the time I was a little rash in sharing how those raw emotions, and that the action that actually helped me repair my relationship with my mom and actually strengthen a lot of my relationships with people around me was, one, being able to go to them and communicate, and learn how to communicate effectively what I was feeling and, you know, my sincere hopes that we could have a better relationship, and also stop doing things that really hurt me, and then also ask them what I could do to improve the relationship. And in this way, I was able to see how my mom agreed to do certain things to help repair the trust in our relationship, and as a result, I also agreed to do certain things to let her know that I still cared and let her know that I also loved her. So that's kind of the, I know one of the big themes when I was on your show was talking about my past and my childhood and that unresolved pain. And I'm really happy to say that with effective communication, with honesty, and with really going to her and speaking from my heart and listening from my heart and taking the step of forgiving so that we could focus on the now and moving out of the past, my relationship with my mom is great these days. I'm actually going to see her later today.
Oh my goodness, this just warms my heart. That's so beautiful and just such an amazing update to hear. And I think it's refreshing that you understand you do sometimes have to get things out. Maybe they didn't come out in the way that you intended them to, maybe not in the fashion that you wanted. Maybe you hurt someone along the way or whatever, but you had to do it the way that you had to do it. And I respect that. I do. I really do. What I respect even more so, though, is then finding a way from there to be like, okay, I got it all out. I had to say what I had to say in order to honor myself. But from here, I want to build a connection, and I want to find a way for us to have a mutual trust. Not only do I want to work with you to make that happen for me, but I want to work with you to make this happen for you so that we can build something together. And I like the fact that you really are striving to make it a balanced relationship, and I think that's really important, and I think that's a really valuable lesson.
Yeah, and I do want to be totally honest. Like, if people are listening, they're like, wow, that sounds awesome, Andrew. Good for you. It is good for me, but the truth is that I didn't do it by myself, just totally on my own. You know, with a situation that was as tense and strained as the one that I had with my mother at the time, it's very hard to find the capacity in yourself to forgive just totally on your own, even if you know it's the right thing to do, even if you know it's a good thing to do. And I have to really also say that, you know, it was actually a lot because I got help from my life coach to see it in that way. And so even though I work as a life coach, even though I, you know, this is my profession of helping other people find balance and happiness in their life so that they don't have to sacrifice one thing to get another thing that they really want, you know, I myself still work with Monica, and she is still my life coach in addition to being my business partner. And a lot of the growth and the healing and the improvement in my life has been because I continue to be a life coach, and I continue to reach out to people who can help when I need help and when I'm overwhelmed and unsure what to do, or when my emotions are so strong that I'm not quite sure which the right direction is that won't hurt people.
Mm, Yeah, and that's another valuable tool as well, to ask for help, because a lot of times it's so easy for us to just think that we can hold in our emotions, or we don't want to bother anyone, or maybe it's not that big of a deal. When you do that, it just builds inside of you, and it has nowhere to go, and so you need an outlet, you need a release, and I'm clearly a firm believer in life coaches having life coaches. There is no stigma around that at all. The help needs help, as do everyone. Everyone needs that person that they can trust and they know they can go to, that's going to be able to diffuse the situation and give them guidance, and give them guidance in a way that honors themselves and is true to themselves. So I definitely think that's great. That's something that you've connected to and acknowledged as well. Give us, you know, we got like 2 minutes. Give us like one little more nugget that you learned or that you want to share with everyone that they could take with you from your time on here with me, and then let us know how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so here's the last nugget, and then I'll give a – is it all right to give a little plug to the current project I'm working on?
Please do. Plug away.
Okay. So the last nugget is that over the last year, and really probably I should have started with this first, because this is the key transformation that I've felt within myself, and it's an ongoing transformation. It's an ongoing shift. It's that when I was on your show first, Danielle, you know, part of the reason I shared the story the way I did was because I wanted validation from everyone. I wanted validation from the listeners and the people in the chat room. I wanted to feel that I was understood and that my story had value, and that recognition was very powerful and it was very comforting for me. And this is a totally human thing, and I respect that. I think we all like it when we get compliments. I think we all like it when we feel that people understand us. And yet, for me to really, really heal and be able to move forward in my relationship with my mother, I had to actually let go of that need for validation and realize, I had to let go of that need for external validation, that need for other people to say that I had gone through something tough and that I deserve to be angry or anything like that. And I have to just find it within myself to say, to validate for my own self that I do have value, that what happened wasn't great. And because it was now just me deciding and it wasn't everybody else, I could also be the one to make the decision, well, now I want to have a great relationship with Mom. And I do, and this ability to do that beyond just the relationship with my mom, but it actually also went to the actions that I take in everyday life. Because in sharing that story, I was looking for validation from listeners. I was looking for understanding and this compassion that people were very nice and they did share with me. But if all my actions are based on needing and wanting something from other people, then I'll never be able to do what it is I'm putting on this earth to do. And it was a lesson for me over these last couple months to learn to validate my own self, to learn to applaud myself for being a good person when I am doing things that help others and when I'm doing things that help myself, to love myself for being this great person when I am serving and when I am acting in a way that I admire, and just to do more of that and less of wanting or needing people around me to point out how great I am. Instead, I've been learning to, it sounds kind of funny, but point out how great I am when I do great things. Just to myself,
yeah.
Even if nobody else sees it.
I love it. I think that's a great perspective. So, and I love seeing the transformation that you've made from our show in the fall to now. It's incredible, and it just shows how much transformation is needed, how much letting yourself evolve is so valuable, and how much having a life coach and all those things just really help you shift and grow. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on and share that with us. And please, really quick, let us know how we can get in touch with you and all that good stuff.
Sure. So here's two things. One, if you're looking for any kind of one-on-one, very transformative, powerful life coaching, and you're not working with Danielle Mercurio already, because she's a great coach, but you're based out in San Francisco or maybe down in Los Angeles and you want to work with somebody in person, then my organization, the Universe Series, provides one-on-one coaching. You can get in touch with us to have these types of transformations in your life by emailing me at andrew@theuniverseseries.com. That's theuniverseseries.com. And the second thing is that in addition to life coaching for competitive athletes, for mothers, for fathers, for people in relationships, people in marriages, people working on their careers, one of the things that I myself have started working on with a partner a business partner who graduated from Stanford University as well, is we started a college counseling and mentorship organization that is specifically focused on helping high school students get into their dream schools by putting together a winning application that truly demonstrates their unique value to admissions officers. You know, we've talked and we've looked around and we have experience applying to colleges. It is hard to do this. One of my passions is I really want to get to help and mentor younger people, especially with such a big life decision.
Awesome. I'm so excited for this new venture for you. It totally makes sense and just in line with what you're doing. So I'm glad to see you do it. And just keep rocking out, Andrew, and just keep letting yourself grow, be vulnerable, evolve, be your raw self, because I totally dig it. And I look forward to keep, you know, it's been great that we've kept in touch since. We've gotten to meet. And just I look forward to our continued ventures together.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on the show right now.
Okay, of course. Good night. Or bye.
Good night.
Bye. All right. So next up, we are going to be bringing on my girl, Allison Sabella, and I am so excited to have her. She is an absolute rock star in my mind. She came on the show not that long ago. She did what is called the Kindness Challenge, and basically I'll have her kind of recap it for us, but it actually just wrapped this week, so the timing is just so beautiful, as all things in our divine world are. A little bit about Allison. She lives here in New York City, and she's currently a student at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Conservation and Resource Studies from UC Berkeley, and she pretty much lived...
All right.
You're like, yes, I
thank you.
So Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on your show again. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. We had so much fun in our last show together. I think we had just a really, like, groovy dynamic, if you will. And I think just, I don't know, it was really cool. So I love the main point of the show was to talk about your kindness challenge and how people can bring more kindness into their everyday life. So I'd love for you to just kind of give a quick sum up of what the challenge was about and
sure.
where you're
yeah.
at.
So, the challenge just ended yesterday. It lasted 3 months, so it started April 1st and it went until June 30th. And the point of the challenge was to change a behavior. That behavior was to stop saying negative things about others and oneself. And so the way that I encouraged people to make that behavior modification was to pay out $1 every time they accidentally slipped up and said something mean about someone. And so whoever you were talking to at the time, like if you and I were talking and I said something like either about myself, like I can't believe how stupid I am, or about someone else, like can you believe that my boss did this thing, you know, and so if I'm talking to you, then I pay you $1. And then it gets kind of painful financially. So over time, you become very much aware of the words coming out of your mouth, and pretty soon you just stop saying negative things about people.
Yeah, it's such a great idea. I absolutely adore it because you're really bringing things to people's awareness and that they didn't even realize. Like, we don't realize how much we actually downgrade or get upset over things when we really could just shift our perspective. So one question I have, though, before you get into it more about the takeaways, how much money did you make and how much money did you lose off this challenge?
That's a really good question. I definitely paid out more money than I made.
Okay.
Some people started giving me money at the start of the challenge because they would say something mean, but then they wouldn't feel like telling whoever they were talking to about it, so then they would just pay me instead. And I was like, no. You have to tell people about this.
That's really interesting. So they tried to just pass the buck to you.
I know. I guess I appreciate the... the money, but I'm like, that's not the point. The point is to, like, let people know in your life that you're trying to be kinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that I probably ended up...
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, I probably ended up paying out somewhere between $10 and $15. What happened was that when I went home to California, all of my friends and family there, they're really familiar with the Kindness Challenge because that's where I started it. And they know all about it, and they really call me out. Like, sometimes I just don't realize if I say something, but
sure.
If I'm at home with my family and friends, they call me out And so it slipped up twice when I was back home and in a group of people, a group of four people. So twice I had to pay out a dollar to four people. So that adds up. That was $8 in one night.
Yeah.
So don't say anything mean in front of groups is the moral of the story.
Got it. Okay. So you learn those things in that sense. So, and I think it's interesting, too, that a lot of people that were doing it knew that they were doing something that was unkind. So they acknowledged that fact. They're like, okay, like I have to sacrifice a dollar. Yet they didn't want to take that extra step and acknowledge it to the person. Instead, they diverted to you. So that's, did you foresee things like that happening?
No. Of what I just described, where they're paying the dollar to me?
Yeah, so why do you think that people, I guess my question is, why do you think that people weren't able then to take that extra initiative and actually face the person and say, hey, I did this? Do you think that was just too overwhelming for people?
Well, you know, a lot of times, like, it's in a professional setting where maybe you're, like, in a business meeting with someone. It's just not really appropriate to be like, oh, by the way, I'm doing this thing. I mean, honestly, I think that it could foster connection. Because I think everyone can relate to wanting to be more positive. No one really wants to say mean things about people. They really don't. And so it can be an opportunity to really bring this issue to the table. And, you know, I did have friends that after doing the challenge, they were like, wow, I never realized how negative I've been. I never knew. And that's the main point of the challenge, is just to bring that awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you're so right. I definitely think that's the beauty of all of it. It's not, I was joking before about the money, but clearly it's not about like that aspect of it. It's the awareness. The awareness is so
it's all about the money.
It's like you're all wrong. The true meaning is it's the value of the dollar, not the value of the heart. Come on. Yeah. So since April, we are here in the summer. It's been 3 months. What have you learned out of the challenge? Where have you grown?
Where have I grown? So this, I know, that's, this time around, I did notice myself gossiping a little bit more than I would have liked to. So that, to me, is an issue of power. And so it made me evaluate in my life, where am I feeling powerless, to where I am needing to assert power over others by talking about them in a gossipy way. And that is always something important to be aware of. And it was just really nice to have that reminder that my power needs to come from within me and my own self-worth and not over having power over others.
Yes. That's a huge revelation. I think, power is something that we could spend our lives trying to understand the dynamic of it. But if you can understand it a little bit better within yourself, I think a lot of awareness and growth can come from it. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, but you did the challenge, didn't you? Did you do the challenge?
I did it in the spirit, if you will. I'm being
a
chameleon.
You did the challenge?
I did this, instead of the 3 months, I did more of a 30-day, if you will. Okay,
you fell off the wagon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did. But you know what? I knew I was going to. So, yeah. That
well, why do you think that happened?
Oh, man, now I'm getting gross. Okay, so for me, I think here's my thing. Here's what I think, and this is what I see for the future of the kindness challenge. I would have loved, and maybe this would have been my part too, maybe I should have stepped up and told my own coach, hey, I'm doing this. I am great in the beginning, but I need someone to hold me a little bit more accountable along the way. So maybe, if I had spoken to my coach about it or had someone kind of like a kindness sponsor, maybe, to, like, keep me in track of it. I think maybe something like that would have helped, like a sponsor.
Okay, so some more reminders, some more accountability.
Yeah.
That's something to keep in mind for me, so I appreciate that feedback.
Yeah, or just maybe more tools to help me to remember to keep in mind. Maybe, and again, that kind of also falls on me. I could set more reminders and let more people know about it, things of that nature. But I will say the biggest thing, I mean, even just doing our show together, I just love the new way of looking at things, the new way of taking that extra moment before you open up your mouth, you know, to say something to someone.
Yeah.
To wonder why you want to say it in the first place. Like, where is it coming from? Are you really mad at this person or are you mad at yourself? Like, where is this coming from? And are your words being kind? Are your words being true? Or are you just trying to get something out of someone else? Again, that power that you were talking about. Those are the kind of things that stood out for me.
Yeah. So. Well, that's great that the challenge could help you become aware of that stuff. I mean, that's really the main point.
Awesome. Well, then, great. I got the point.
Yay.
So that being said, tell us a little bit more about what you have in store next. Do you plan to do the challenge again anytime soon, or what else do you have going on? And let's know how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, I'm going to be starting up some other challenges that really build on this one. So I did a gratitude challenge in the fall that included writing thank you letters to people, and that one was really great. And I'd like to do another gratitude challenge where I just ask people to make a list every day of what they're grateful for and write that down. And that's something that I think a lot of people know that that is a good practice for them and makes them feel better. But it's nice to just have that be a 30-day challenge and have that reminder. So that's one. Another one will be more intentional kindness. So going out of your way to compliment others and really recognize what is good in others and what you appreciate and value in others. So that will be another one.
I like it. Oh, I love this. I love this smorgasbord of challenges.
Thank you.
I think it's great. And again, how can people get in touch with you? I'm going to send out a list of all of our guest contacts, but please share.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, the website is kindnesschallengeblog.com. kindnesschallengeblog.com, and you can go on there and read my story of my original kindness challenge 2 years ago. You can sign up for the challenges on that website, and you can also find my contact info there.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that the challenge went so well. I'm really glad that I got to go through the journey with you, and thanks for coming on tonight and just telling us about it and updating us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show again. And, you know, it was so nice to come on your show during the first day of the challenge and really kick it off that way. And I just feel like that was such a strong send-off for the challenge. So I really appreciate it. And I thank you.
Of course. Well, we'll be in touch, my dear, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, love. All right, that was Allison. So we are just going to keep steaming right along with our amazing guests tonight. It has been so much fun for me to recap with all of them thus far, and we still have another three to go. Oh, my goodness, this is so fun. I love it. Okay, so our next guest is going to be Brandon Marino. He came on in the fall as well, and we had such a groovy time together. He was just totally rad, and I totally loved it. A little bit about him, if you didn't listen to our last show, he has worked as a distinguished HR and talent acquisition executive, a transformational coach, and a communication expert. He doesn't see these things as just jobs. They're his mission. He has logged in nearly 2 decades of extensive experience leading and building professional development teams in Fortune 20 companies, international business environments, and startup organizations. He's also an active participant in his community. He's really passionate and dedicated to education and workforce development initiatives to just everyone, everywhere. Another awesome thing about Brandon, he's a best-selling co-author with Brian Tracy, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, John Atherath, and others of the Bouncing Back, Thriving in Changing Times. So with that, I am going to welcome Brandon on the show. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I love the how it was this perfect segue of the kindness challenge and the gratitude journal. That is awesome. I loved hearing that, and I think that's an awesome thing, just to be grateful and for the moment and a kindness challenge. I love all that.
Yeah.
So I'm doing great.
Good. That's good to hear. I mean, that's what we want, right? I mean, it could be the other two. And another cool thing for all our listeners, when Brandon and I had our show together, we had not met, and we got the opportunity to back in April. I was in L.A. I did a full moon manifestation meditation with my dear friend Nita, and Brandon came out to it, which was so cool.
Yeah, that was very awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff continues to happen as a result of all of that.
Yeah, so tell us about it. What has been happening?
So much. Let's see, that was April. It seems like eons ago. But just a lot of great things, a lot of things I'm grateful for myself. I just moved residences, moved closer to L.A., where I have a lot of clients and my job is at currently. So it just that kind of fell into place. And, you know, it's interesting because for about 5 or 6 months, I was looking for a residence, a new residence, and nothing just seemed to be clicking. And I just knew. I thought, all right, I'm not going to stress out about it. I know there's divine timing. There's divine purpose. There's a reason for all of this not flowing the way that it needs to be. And you know, lo and behold, who knows what's going to transpire because I'm in the right place at the right time. It came out perfectly in the same complex that I was looking at, you know, 6 months ago, but got it at a better price. Things are just unfolding perfectly. There's, you know, new people in my life that I'm absolutely adoring and loving, and yeah, a lot of great things. Business has been great. Just different things have been transpiring and unfolding in a nice way. And, you know, I'm going to take it right now because it wasn't always that way, as you know.
Yes, as you should, and I have a huge smile at you because I can just feel your energy. You are freaking radiating right now. It's really intense. I'm feeling it. So that's so
good.
Cool. And yeah, no, I am. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he is like glowing. So clearly there's some good things happening, as you are saying. It's not just, oh yeah, things are good, whatever. You're like, no, things are freaking good, and I'm acknowledging it, and I'm grateful for it. And what I'm noticing just from what you were saying, it seems like patience is really what brought all this together for you. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Just, you know, it was getting in harmony with my current situation, no matter if how much I wanted to get out of it, no matter what that was. And it wasn't bad. It was just I wanted to get out of it, and it wasn't moving as fast as I wanted it to move. But being able to really step back, get it okay with where I was at, and just keep holding the vision and feeling where I wanted to go next, you know, feeling what it was like. Literally, out of all the places in L.A. area, you know, it's the most populous county now in the U.S. of 10 million people, for me to find the same complex, you know, in a brand-new place that, you know, 4 months ago, I was like, wow, I want to get into this complex. You know, I had to hold that vision. I had to hold that vision of where I wanted to go and look at more of, did I want to go there because it's new, or am I wanting to go there because I'm getting out of my current situation? Once I flipped that to say, okay, I need to get okay with where I'm at, and why I'm wanting to create this is because, you know, I want to go here. This is my next step. So it's really that subtle difference, but a big difference.
Yes. That's huge. I was just going to ask you, you know, how can our listeners process that themselves? And I think you're right. It's, am I running away from something or am I stepping into something new because it's the right next step? I think that's really key.
Absolutely. And in that, to really trust in that, and no matter, yeah, you know, it could be disappointments and what have you, but in that disappointment, to be grateful for it, to say, all right, this didn't happen. I know that there's something better for me in store, you know, that I'm being divinely protected, I'm being divinely guided, I'm being divinely inspired, and there's something better for me that I might not be able to see. And I think that's, for me, that is the biggest key, and I know if people can get into that and really just trust that, some amazing things unfold.
Yes. They do. Absolutely. I feel the shift. I mean, I can say that myself, my own journey. From the start of this show, when I started back last July, I had such a different vision for myself. Not even, maybe vision's not the right word, but expectation. I think that's what it is. I think I had all these expectations. And I think expectations are tricky because we don't really know how they're going to pan out. They're just what we think should happen based on our experience as we know it now. So they're not always to come what we want them to be. But if we can just learn to trust, hold the vision, get into, like you said, a harmony with what's going on and then trust and know that things will pan out as they are supposed to in due time and may not be what we thought they would look like, but know that they are exactly as they should be.
Yep. And I, what you nailed it right on the head is in that moment now. You know, what we think of something we're creating now in this moment. So where we go and where we expand into next will be different in that moment. So, you know, the end of this conversation, people are going to be in a different expanded state than they were when they started the call. So new insights, new awarenesses, but our perception as we grow allows us to change. And then in that moment, we may even say, you know, like you, like a year later, you had a certain expectation of it, and here we are, and it's unfolded the way it unfolded, and now you can look back and it's like, wow, you know, this is, now I have a whole new vision for where it's going next.
Yeah.
And because where you're at in this moment right now.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my goodness, Brandon, you do it to me every time. Like you just do. Like I'm having flashbacks to the last time we did the show together, and you just know what to say and how to say it, and it really resonates. So, just really profound stuff. So thank you.
Well, you're doing great things, and you know everyone that's on the call listening and that will listen, it's exciting. You know, it's just good stuff. And you know, you hear it, and you always get to hear it, and it's always there, and it's just new things. So I'm excited just to be part of your journey and in your world.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And just thank you for taking the time. I know that you've been really busy lately to come on tonight and just say hello to everyone and just share this completely profound nugget of wisdom with us all to, you know, just remember that things are moving forward as they should in the beautiful divine timing that is your life, and to just be patient and to trust, even when you know that you want to trust and you want to doubt so badly instead, just try to veer towards the way of trust. So I love that.
That's it. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I always enjoy it and always enjoy hearing what's new and exciting with you. So
yeah, thank you. Well, let our listeners know how to get in touch with you. I'm going to post the information, but it's always good for you to share in your words.
Sure. So the website is illuminedmind.com. Twitter is Brandon RJ Marino, and LinkedIn is Brandon Marino. Feel free to connect with me on any of those sites, and always glad to add connections.
Beautiful. Love it. Well, it was so great talking to you. Again, thank you for taking the time to come on, and hopefully our paths will cross again in person. I would love that.
I'm sure they will. Continued success for you and everyone on the call. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Much love, Brandon.
Bye.
Bye, Brandon. Oh, my God. He is so awesome. Like, seriously, every time. He just gets right into your soul and just, like, gives it that, like, little push that it needs. So, love that. So glad that he came on tonight. All right. Moving through. We got two more amazing guests to come on. The next guest is going to be Elizabeth, which I know has been patiently waiting throughout the show. I've been seeing her line lighting up so patiently, so I appreciate that. I absolutely adore her energy. So a little bit about Elizabeth. She was on earlier this year, and she is a holistic health coach who helps women whose to-do lists are so long they've forgotten the most important thing on that list, which is living a balanced life on purpose. She does one-on-one coaching, and she offers fun and interactive workshops that help cultivate the body, mind, spirit, and balance. So with that, we're going to welcome Elizabeth on the show. Hello.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi. How are you?
I'm awesome. I want to say congratulations. It's a pretty pretty awesome milestone for you, and it's been so great hearing everybody. I just want to say that I loved Jenna's honesty and her vulnerability that she shared. I loved and could totally resonate with Andrew's needing external validation. I love Allison's energy and her kindness challenge, which is basically, you know, highlighting awareness. And I love what Brandon said about sort of like just letting go and being in harmony with the situation. And like every single person, the theme or the thread to me is that you know, the more that we tune in to what is within our soul, then everything else just sort of like disguise part, and what is supposed to happen happens, and that's just amazing.
Oh, yes, you're so right, and thank you for just wrapping up where we are so far so eloquently. That was beautifully said, and yeah, you totally just intuitively flow with all of our guests, and you're right. It's just, it's all about channeling who we are, that inner self, and it's so amazing that we get to work with so many different people in our field that we all channel that energy, and we all do it in different ways that resonate with different people, and I think that's so amazing.
Well, and I loved what you said about expectation, because I have, I didn't have time to send you my sort of updated version of what I'm doing, but I really, you know, as you start out as an entrepreneur, I mean, I had certainly never done, you know, my own business before, but, you know, the expectations, and I certainly had, as a past perfectionist and sort of seeking external validation, had these ginormous expectations of, well, I'm going to set up my business, I'm going to set up shop, and, you know, I'm going to have 1,000 clients, and what I've learned is to sort of shift my perspective instead of seeing, you know, always trying to see the opportunity in a situation as opposed to seeing a closed door. I think, you know, always seeing the opportunity and what is it in a situation, even if we perceive it to be negative or sort of disappointing, there's always a lesson to be learned. And what I have learned since I talked to you on your show is that, you know, doing this isn't easy work, but it's so worth it to be able to provide a service for others. And so I've sort of shifted my focus on women per se more to helping eliminate overwhelm for parents who are seeking work-life balance. Because I've sort of been a part of that overwhelm as a working professional, as a nurse, and, you know, a blended family, and all these expectations that I put on myself. Based on where I am now, and it's been so great to sort of step back and really connect with other people and ask for the help. And I have joined a mastermind group that has helped me a millionfold just to stay grounded and helped me really refine my focus and my branding. And I got a new logo, and it's just it's more powerful when you're like honing in and you're just allowing and accepting what is. So they say, you know, in coaching, your clients find you. And so I've kind of shifted my focus. So it's been really, really wonderful and a great healing practice for myself. So that's kind of where I am. And it's really been great.
Amazing. You know, I think what you learn is what many of us, coaches, entrepreneurs, small business owners, learn starting out, because a lot of us don't have business experience or whatnot, and we have all these expectations. And in a great way, we need those expectations, because without it, we probably would never get started, right? We need that fuel. We need that burning desire. We need that vision of, I'm going to make 6 figures in a month, and I'm going to be, you know, on the Today Show, and I'm going to be doing this and that. It's going to be wonderful. Those are all, and not to say those things will not happen. However, in reality, they don't tend to happen within the next week as we think. We think as soon as we put up our website, they're all going to come flopping. And totally fine. We all need to learn that lesson, though. I really believe that. We all need to learn that as coaches in our field. And I think it's interesting, though, you know, so like I said, the expectations are like fuel in that way. But then what seems to happen is a lot of us then want to fight what our true purpose actually is after that point. We get so stuck on what our original idea was. Like for me, my company used to be called, you know, now it's New You City. It used to be Fabulize Concepts to help women build their confidence. And I thought that was so great. And I was stuck on it for a really long time until I finally was like, no, like you need to help people in the city and just, it, you know, you need to let it evolve and you need to be true to what you were, that, like you were saying, the people are coming from. So I think that's such a valuable then to learn along the way. And all those things are points that you need to hit to get to where you need to be.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love that you express that journey. So tell us a little bit more about So basically with what you're doing now with parents and establishing work-life balance, give us, for any of the parents that are listening right now or people that are just overwhelmed in general with trying to tackle it all, what's your kind of one takeaway that you could provide them that maybe would help them with their day-to-day overwhelm?
Sure. I would say three things. That is stop, smile, and breathe.
Love it.
You know, it's like right here, just right now, just stop, you know, feel your connection to the earth, take off your shoes, connect with source and, you know, the universe, because when we're overwhelmed and we're on autopilot, we're like the hamster in the cage. When you get out in nature and you're just grounded, it's like you have this aha, well, you know what, this really probably isn't as bad as I'm perceiving it or that it feels like. So just, I would say, just stop and pay attention. You know, what are you feeling in your body? What's going on in your head? Don't try to change it. Just stop. A little smile wouldn't hurt, and take a nice juicy breath. And then see after that what you want to do with where you are.
Oh, that's so great, and it's so simple and so easy to remember. Stop, smile,
so simple.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so right, though. I'm like, it's one of those things, really in life, sometimes the most profound things that we can do for ourselves are the most simple. And everyone,
totally.
No matter what, no matter where, can afford to stop, smile, and breathe in a moment. We can
mm-hmm.
all do that.
Totally. I mean, I'm the queen of over complicating things, but the KISS principle, keep it simple, is so beautiful.
Love it. Oh, that's great. That's a great mantra. I hope everyone writes that down somewhere so they can remember it, maybe in their car or in their purse or keep it on their phone, just so they can remember those three things when they're in constant overwhelm mode. So that's a great life tool. I love
yeah.
it. Thank you.
So
yeah. Let us know how we can get in touch with you going forward, what you're up to.
Perfect.
In that way.
My website is wholelifehealth.biz, B-I-Z. I changed my Twitter handle. It's now End Overwhelm Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on LinkedIn as my name, Lisbeth Overton. And like Brandon said, I love connecting with like-minded folks. So please look me up. And then you can email me as well at wholelifehealth@comcast.net.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show tonight, for listening to all the other guests and recapping them so great. So just I really appreciate it. I just appreciate you've always kind of supported me along the way, just, you know, commenting things on my social media and staying interactive, which I really appreciate. So I want you to know that as well, that I am grateful in that regard. So I'm very glad that we are in touch.
Absolutely. Well, you're a pleasure to know, and I really resonate with your energy. So thanks for having me, and thanks to all the guests, and we'll be in touch.
Awesome. Beautiful. Well, have a great night, and thank you again so, so much.
Absolutely. Bye.
All right. We are almost at the end of the show. It has been such a great night. So much fun. So many beautiful guests, and we have one last absolutely darling, sweet, beautiful guest to bring on the show. And I do see we have someone on the line, so at the end I will be able to take any questions that people may have. I just want to keep with the schedule because I know that our guests all have beautiful, busy lives. So with that, we're going to introduce our last and certainly not least, yes, I am saying that, guest, Daniella Rosales-Friedman, and she is also known as the Brooklyn Dating Guru. Daniella is the creator of the BDG yoga routine and founder of Yoga for the Single Girl workshops, where she teaches women how to do yoga in a whole new way so you can meet more men, have more fun on dates, and attract the love you deserve. Hello, Daniella.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm so happy. Congratulations. A full year. What a year it's been.
I know. It's really wild. Just the reoccurring theme throughout the night has just been so interesting to look at the expectations and what I thought things were going to go,
mm-hmm.
the way that they were going to go. Last July and where they are now. And so that's just been so interesting to see where you can get ahead of yourself in the areas that maybe you shouldn't get so ahead of yourself, and how it's just sometimes it's better to just stick with the original vision and be present and see what happens, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so easy to spin an entire story about where it's going to go and how wonderful and fabulous and beautiful it's going to be, and then in reality, the real what happens is so much better. So much better. You come back, you look back a year from now, or you know, and you're like, oh my God, I'm further. I'm in a way more interesting place than I thought I would be. I couldn't have imagined it better than I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it all. So we had our show together back in December, and we talked a little bit about how to survive being single over the holiday season.
In the holidays.
But clearly it resonated not just in the holiday season. A lot of it were things that you could hold true in your everyday life no matter what, because, you know, there's always going to be a holiday of some kind. There's always going to be a party. There's always going to be a single one. And so I had to get over that stigma and realize that you choose to be single sometimes, and that's pretty awesome too. It's not always the other way around. We should not be giving all the power to the people in relationships unless we're in one.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that people choose us. We choose them as well, and we can choose to be either in a relationship or not. It's absolutely up to us, and I think there's something really valid about being single for as long as you need to be until you're ready to attract the person that you need to be with, that you want to be with.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit more about your journey since last December. You've launched a lot of different programs. You've worked with a lot more women, I know for sure. So please, like, share with us what new insights you've learned and what you've gathered on your journey of becoming a more insightful love guru.
Well, what you described as your journey on this show really, really describes my journey this past year, which has been really interesting because, you know, I really just came back to the simple thing that I guess I always knew a bit, but have been reminded over and over and over again. So what I've been doing is I've created a program, an 8-week program called Find Him Fast. And it's really just a very simple and yet very deep way to really feel good about yourself, love yourself, and attract the person that is right for you, that is worthy of you. And, you know, it seems really like an easy concept, but over and over and over again, as I work with more and more and more women, I just find that very simply, it's not possible to love anybody more than you love yourself, which I get a lot of flack for because it's like, well, what about the mother and the baby and all this? But really, if you don't love yourself properly, then how can you ever love anybody else? And that's what we should be thinking about when it comes to relationships. Not what am I going to receive, but what can I give? How can I love this person so incredibly, so well, so beautifully, so big that, you know, that their life has changed and so is, you know, so are ours. So, you know, both of us. And so I think that it all comes down to that.
That's so beautiful. I love it. And I so resonate with that. It's not possible to love anyone more than you, because if you're not okay in your own completeness, how can you attract someone else that is also clearly, I mean, for me, when I'm in a relationship with somebody, I like that person to be complete. I like them to have their shit together, right? So I like them to be confident within themselves. So who am I to not have those things within myself? As
right.
well. And so if I want to be a magnet for what I desire, I should be those things.
Absolutely. And it's always that, you know, you are a magnet whether or not you want to be. And if you just look at who's in your life, you pretty much can get a good sense of where you're at in your life. And one of the funny things that I think you and I really laugh about this is in the work I do, I ask a lot of my students to describe their perfect person, you know, somebody fabulous and wonderful and all the right things, and then look at that person and imagine who he is and what a dreamboat that person is and say, does that guy want to hang out with your body issues? Is he interested in, you know, all the is that what he loves about you? No, absolutely not. That would be a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just shifting the perspective and, right, finding out what it is that you actually want to talk to them about, room with them about, or her, you know, depending on
exactly. What would that person love in you? And then how can you be that person?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's amazing. And how has your journey to love been personally? I'm going to bring that up.
Oh, wow. Blushing. I'm coming at you live from the apartment of my gentleman friend who I've been dating for about a month. And he's cooking dinner, so things are pretty good. And he's listening to
spectacular. Yes, I had an amazing feeling. That's why I had to bring it up. I'm like, she's got something saucy going on. And you're like, no, literally, something saucy. He's cooking in the kitchen right now.
That's really, you made it funny. Good job. It was really fun. Yeah, well,
I
knew
it.
This is coming because you've done my tarot cards and you've done everything. I mean, no one knows better than you what goes on, you know, and no one can tell the future, I guess, for me better than you can for yourself. But
yeah. Well, that's so amazing. Congratulations. I'm really happy to hear that, and I'm just really excited for you, and I know that you're just being really open and you're curious and you're excited and you're having fun with it, and I know that that's what you want for your little love flowers that you work with to feel
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just something that's easy and so good. And, you know, the work that you put in internally will come out in, like, the ease and the love that you can feel, like, when it's right time.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And as Danielle mentioned, she has this program, Find Him Fast. I'd love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can get in touch with you, any other programs, anything else you have going on that you'd love to share.
Absolutely. The best way to get in touch with me is email or Facebook, actually, Facebook messaging. My name is Daniela Rosales Friedman, but my website is thebrooklyndatingguru.com. Once again, it's thebrooklyndatingguru.com, and you can contact me through there. And I have an online program where I'm actually enrolling clients now, enrolling students now, so to just contact me to apply, and, you know, we can get that set up.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your beautiful wisdom. It's so amazing that in such a short time, you can make such an impact on someone and such an impression. And so I'm so glad that you were able to just share your insight with us and hopefully gave someone a new way to perceive love in their life.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I hope that is the case. If I can, you know, change one person's life, I change everybody.
Absolutely. That's how it goes. So thank you so much, darling. We'll be in touch very soon. We'll have a scrub date. All right.
And
I'll
thank
you.
And congratulations again. This is such a big milestone for you.
Thank you. It's super exciting, and I'm very thrilled to see where it will go.
Yeah, me too.
Huh. Awesome. All right. Well, have fun with your sweetie tonight.
Thank you. Have a great night and have a great rest of the show.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Daniela. She was great, as I knew she would be. So, oh, my God, 6 amazing guests we just, like, ran through. And I stayed pretty close to time. I am very, very impressed with myself with that. So that's pretty awesome right there. And thank you to the guests for honoring the time slots that they had as well. It looks like we might have a caller on the line. I'm going to unmute it now. Hello, do we have someone that would like to talk? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. And so what compelled you to call in this evening?
I was wondering if you could answer questions about my son.
About your sons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we could see in what regard is your intention?
I just want to see if he's going to, let me think, if he's going to do better in the future.
Okay, so you're thinking, how old is your son?
29.
29. Okay, so you have a 29-year-old son, and you're just worried about where he's headed.
My son. He's not a...
Your son?
He's my friend, too, but I want to see if any changes are going to come into his life.
Okay, so you're thinking from an energetic perspective.
Right. Got it. Okay, so just, all right, so your son is 29, and what area are you wondering where he's going to be going?
Career-wise, financial-wise.
All of it. Okay, so it sounds like you are just very clearly worried in a beautiful way, and you very much love this person, you want what's best for them. And
right.
For me, I yeah, absolutely, and that's, you know, hopefully he knows that and is well aware of the concern and the love that you have and the wanting to see him do well. So I think the first thing that you need to do is to continue to let him know that, to continue to show your support, your care, knowing that you will be there for them in order, in any way that they need to bounce ideas off of, or when it comes to their career, if they're doing some research, if they need some help, things of that way. I think the biggest thing, and I think the lesson that was really shown a lot throughout the show tonight, is that idea of patience, that idea of knowing that to not, and maybe your son has a tendency to maybe try something and then not really give it a chance to evolve, and then we'll just move on to the next thing. So maybe not jumping around, right? So maybe, yeah, so I think if that's an issue where it's kind of like jumping around from one thing to the next, and it's like, oh my gosh, when is he just going to settle down? When is he just going to find something? Sometimes the key to that is to actually let something grow and to really find something that he's passionate about, something that he's always kind of been interested in or explored. Maybe it's even if it's something that he can just do on the side for a little bit and see what happens. But I think the main thing is to just encourage him to find, once he finds something that he really likes and is into, is to stay with it. You know, not give up when one little setback comes his way or a hurdle, or maybe someone says something that he doesn't like or, you know, it's turned off for some reason, to just kind of stick with the course and realize that if he's really into this idea, if he's really into this concept, to just stay with it and let it grow, let it, give it a chance. I think that's the biggest thing that he should know. Does that resonate?
John?
What, excuse me?
John? J-O-H-N, John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like generally it does?
No, John.
Yeah.
His name's John.
Oh, John, yes. So does that resonate with John? Or do you think that would resonate with him?
Yeah. It's pretty much on, it's, yeah, that resonates with him.
Good, good. So, yeah, just realize that it's not always about trying to find, like, you know, our first guest said tonight, it's not always about trying to find the perfect path or everything working out right now. Some things take time. So just go at it with a sense of patience. Go at it with a sense of curiosity and just give it a chance. Don't feel like if one thing's not working, that means you have to automatically move on to the next. So just really just learn to kind of trust yourself. Know that other people are there for support, but also know at the end of the day that you know best and to not let other people get to you and not let other people bring them bring you down or to stop you from doing what it is that you want to do.
Well, no, this is about him, not about me. And the whole thing of it is,
right,
is he's in a really bad marriage, too.
Okay, yeah. So, well, we're going to have to, so I would love for you to reach out to me separately. We can talk about it a little bit more. I'll list my contact info because we do have to actually wrap the show, but hopefully that insight helped a little bit as far as like career and financial-wise. That's just kind of my intuitive sense of where it's going. So I would love for you to reach out to me. I'll give you my email and we can discuss further, or I can connect with John directly and we can go from there.
Okay, what's your name?
Awesome. Well, I'll relay it in just a moment. I'm just going to go ahead and mute your line. I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. I really, really appreciate that, and hopefully that wisdom helped. And I'll relay my details in just a moment.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Glenda. Appreciate her calling in. Always love when someone calls in and wants some of our feedback. So happy one-year anniversary show. How amazing. I can't believe that it's been a year. It's really kooky to me, I guess. And to see where I've changed. I mean, this time last year I was in a completely different apartment. I was about to leave my full-time job to start coaching, and just everything was new. And now I've settled into it. I've learned so much. I'm in a different place. I'm in a different job situation, but I'm more clear than ever. And I think that's something that's really beautiful. And I think a lot of that came from
sticking with the journey, evolving, letting myself grow, knowing who is supportive, knowing who may not be, and just trying to stay true to me and what my values and goals are at the end of the day. And I encourage you to do the same. I'd also like to give a thank you, in addition to all of our guests that we have on tonight, all of my guests from the past that weren't on tonight, but you have been on. I truly, truly appreciate you and your support. And also to my listeners, a few in particular, my mom and dad, I know they listen to pretty much all my episodes, I'd say 99%, give or take. So thank you so much for always listening, for always giving me your feedback, for being my cheerleaders, letting me know how the volume is on the show or any logistics in that way and who's good, who's not. So I've always valued that, and it's always just nice to know that you have certain people listening when maybe you don't see them or maybe you don't know for sure, but just to kind of have that sense or that knowing. So thank you very much. I love you both, and I get to see you on Friday, 4th of July, so I look forward to it. Also, I have to give a shout-out to my best friend, Chrissy. She also listens to pretty much every show, and she can't make it live. She'll apologize, which she never has to do because she has a baby, she's pregnant, she has a job, a husband, all of that beautiful goodness. So the fact that she is able to make live shows, I am beyond, like, impressed by and clearly so grateful for. So I have to give her a beautiful thank you as well for, again, always just encouraging me, always being there, always making the time for me. I don't know what I would do without you in my life. So thank you, thank you. And I look forward to all of our many things to come. And I get to see you in a couple weeks, too, in San Francisco. So I can't wait to see you in person. So thank you for your support, as always. I love you so, so much. Well, I want to give another shout-out to another one of our listeners. She calls in sometimes. She emails. She asks questions. She's really motivating. Her name is Lynn Mendelson, and I told her that I would give her a shout-out to her amazing line with doTERRA. It's the essential oils. I love the oil, the lemon oil. It's, like, digestible. I put it in my water all the time. I take it to go with me everywhere, in my purse, whatever. Love it all. So mydoTERRA.com/get-that-healthy-feeling. So check her out. She's really fun. She's really cool. And I always appreciate her supporting my show. And again, all the other silent listeners, I love you to pieces. Seriously, I love you. I adore you. I am so glad that you are on this journey with me, and I hope that you will continue to stay that way. So please reach out to me if you need anything. For those of you that I don't know, I'd love to get to know. My details, my website is newyoucitycoaching.com. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/newyoucitycoach, Twitter, Instagram, New You City. Go to LinkedIn, Danielle Mercurio. If you want to email me, my email is Danny Mercurio. It's DanimerCurio @gmail.com. Or again, go to New You City Coaching. That's newyoucitycoaching.com. I hope our listener that called in with a question is listening to that. So just check out the website. You'll find my contact. And please reach out, and we can figure out a way to work together further. So happy 1 year to me. I am so excited, and I can't wait to have a show with you all in year two. So have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, evening, from wherever you are. And please, please, please just keep dreaming. Stay open to those possibilities. Bye, everyone.